Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Happy Thursday. Welcome into Send It In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetMGM Network. I'm your host, PJ Glasser. A lot to get to today as we are exactly 1 week away from the NFL draft. We will continue talking some NFL draft. We also have to dive in to the NBA playoffs. We had two more play-in games yesterday. We have two more play-in games coming up tomorrow. Trista Crick standing by. Talk about those as well as the first round of the NBA playoffs. And then we got a elevated event going on at the PGA Tour. First round of the RBC Heritage is off and running right now in Hilton Head. We'll break down some of the afternoon two balls that we have coming up. Jake Hassan going to join us later on in the show as well. And then we'll give out all of our favorite bets to wrap up the show. As always, any questions, any comments, any thoughts that you guys have for us, hit us up at the BetMGM Network on YouTube, on Twitch, on X as well. We'll get to your questions over the next 30 minutes. And if you guys miss any part of the show, make sure you check out the Send It In podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts. Let's get rolling. Glasses in session. Go to the Glasser guest line. Check in with Trista Crick. You guys can follow on X at Trista_Crick, basketball analyst, sports comedy personality. And make sure you check out the Heat Check with Trista Crick, an NBA podcast. T, a lot of NBA to talk about on the show today. Let's start with the two play-in games that we have coming up tomorrow. We'll start with the one in the East between the Hawks and the Heat, and it's pretty much another pick'em. Atlanta's a small home favorite, -115, a total of 218.5. How do you see that game playing out tomorrow?
Well, I think it's fascinating because I don't really want to play a side here because both teams are, you know, very erratic. Like, teams that you don't really know what you're getting. Trae Young got ejected the other night for messing around with the ref. The Heat, they've just got a bunch of random players. So I kind of, the only play that I would actually have in this game, and I actually love it, is the over, 218.5. The Heat, shockingly, are on an over tear. They've had hit the over in 6 of their last 7. Andrew Wiggins is scoring a lot. Tyler Hero is scoring a lot. They're just chucking. They're not winning many games, though. They're 1-5 in their last 6. Hawks as well, 4-5, 4 of 5 to the over. So 218.5 looks doable. Neither team is playing some lockdown D. Hawks have won some games down the stretch, but they've been beating weak-ass teams like Philly, Brooklyn, and Utah. So we don't really know how good either one of these teams really are. So to me, I think it's just the over.
All right, fair enough. What about in the Western Conference? You got the Grizzlies taking on the Mavericks. Dallas with a really impressive performance last night against Sacramento. Grizzlies had a good performance against Golden State, too. Just too much Steph and Jimmy Butler at the end of the day. Memphis is 6.5-point favorite, total 221.5. What do you think of Grizz and Mavs?
Oh, man. I feel like I'm getting suckered into this bet. I just feel it. I'm saying to myself, why? Why is the number 6.5? I feel Dallas is going to win this game outright. I love the +6.5. You got a sprained ankle, Ja Morant, which we've seen multiple times in the playoffs. Ja always gets hurt. He sprained his ankle in the third quarter against Golden State in the play-in game. I don't know if you saw Zach Edey, Purdue alum, Sean. Zach Edey was terrible, virtually unplayable. He's going to have to play major minutes to contend against a very big Dallas team with Anthony Davis and all of the other seven-footers like Daniel Gafford on this team. I think the Grizzlies are going to struggle to score, especially with the hobbled jaw. And you've got Desmond Bane, who's pretty small. He's going to get locked down, I think, on the perimeter. Like I said, every player on the Mavericks, starting five, is 6'6 or bigger. So I can see Jaren Jackson getting into foul trouble. No play on the total. But I really, really like Dallas plus 6.5. And I feel like Dallas should win this game.
I'm with you. I like Dallas plus points. I'm going to bet them outright, too. I think they're going to win. All this talk about Nico and Luka, and you watch them win both playing games and make it to the quarterfinals. All right, T, coming up over the weekend, we got six series that are already set in stone in the NBA playoffs. We got Bucks Pacers, Clippers Nuggets, Knicks Pistons, Timberwolves Lakers, Magic Celtics, and Rockets and Warriors. We got game one spreads out for all of these games. So as you look at the board, any lines in any of the game ones that jump out to you that you like?
The number one bet that sticks out like a sore thumb to me, Peach, is the Boston Celtics versus the Orlando Magic total, 205.5. Do you remember the way that the Cavs Magic series went last year? Pretty much every game went under 205.5. And there were games in the 180s. There were games in the 190s. The Magic cannot shoot from the perimeter. KCP will not save them. They've got random Corey Joseph as their starting point guard. Jalen Suggs is just hanging out with Haley Van Lith right now. He's not playing any damn games. So to me, two great defenses. I really like the under in this game. I probably am taking the under throughout in the series. I think we're going to get some low-scoring games. The only scary thing about that is that Boston can get hot and light it up. You know, they can have 33s in a game. But I just feel like both of these defenses are going to keep it low-scoring.
I love it. All right, talk to me about this Warriors and Rockets series, because I think it's going to be really good. It's 2-7 in the West, with the Rockets being the 2-seed, but Golden State is the heavy favorite at minus 190. It makes sense, right? The Rockets are an up-and-coming team. Obviously, the Warriors with Steve Kerr and Curry and Draymond and Jimmy Butler, they have guys that have won championships, been through a ton of playoff battles. But Houston has home court. They've been the better team all season. How do you see that series playing out? Do you think Houston has a chance to upset Golden State?
Oh, absolutely, right? I think everyone's counting out the Rockets, and I get that Jimmy and Steph together have been electric. They've won a lot of games. Their record is insane since the trade deadline. But Steph is a guy who hates getting bodied. He hates getting physicality. And Amen Thompson is a very physical player who held Steph to 3 points the last time they played against one another. The Rockets are long. They're super defensively tough, an Ime Udoka-led team. They have a bunch of guys who can blanket Jimmy. And Jimmy is dealing with a bruise to his thigh from that Golden State Warriors playing game against the Grizz. And then you've got Steven Adams, who's on the Rockets, which I think a lot of people forget he's even there. He's really good at bothering Draymond. He's big, he's strong, he's physical, he's a great rebounder, he's a good passer, and he's 3-2 the last five times that he's played against the Warriors, no matter what team he's on. I also like Amen Thompson over 1.5 blocks. That's plus 140. He had two or more blocks in four of his last five games. I think he's going to lock down in the playoffs. I know that it's going to be tough for the Rockets to win, and certainly I think there's a reason that the Warriors are favored. But if the refs let them play, I think the Rockets win this series.
Yeah, I think that's one that could go the distance. All seven games should be fun. We're talking with Trista Crick here on Send It In. T, I want your thoughts on a couple more series. What about Lakers and Timberwolves? Another series, Lakers minus 200 favorites. No surprise with Luke and LeBron. We obviously saw this Minnesota team go deep in the postseason last year. How do you see this series playing out between the Lakers and the Wolves?
Yeah, I think 10 out of 10 ESPN commentators are picking the Lakers, which we know what that means.
What could go wrong?
Commentator curse, you know? Can the Lakers stay healthy? That's the key, because they are just a tweak, an ankle tweak away, a groin strain away from getting taken out in five games to the Minnesota Timberwolves. More than any team, I think, not only just because of age, but lack of depth. They don't have a true center. They can't sustain any injuries. And Minnesota has that playoff experience. They went to the Western Conference Finals last year. They are much deeper than L.A. They are much bigger than L.A. You've got two legit seven-footers who play center in Naz Reid and Rudy Gobert. You've got 2 6'9" wings who are beefy, who can guard on the perimeter. I think this matchup is fascinating. And remember, everybody was counting the Timberwolves out against the Suns because it was Kevin Durant and it was Devin Booker and it was Bradley Beal. And they got their ass swept. Yep. And then you end up seeing the defending champs, and you beat them in seven in one of the more historic comebacks in a game seven that you can have. So they're finding their groove. I really like this matchup. I don't really want to play it, but I definitely think that there's a possibility that Minnesota wins this series. A great prop, though, to look at is over 3.5 threes for Anthony Edwards, -140. Not a great price, but he did lead the league in three points attempted and 3 points made. He has a 40% three-point percentage in the playoffs, so I like this bet.
Talk to me about Clippers and Nuggets, Trista. This was a series where Denver actually opened up as the favorite. So much money has come in on the Clippers because obviously the way that both teams have kind of gone in different directions to end the season. Are you buying all the people that are liking the Clippers? Do you think they take this series against the Nuggets?
Are we going to get our heart broken again by the LA Clippers? I don't
Probably.
Know.
Probably.
Because I keep buying them. I keep buying them every year, and then something happens where I look like an idiot. I think I'm going to do it again. I don't know what's going on with the Nuggets. It's clear that there's some toxicity happening within the organization. They fire their coach and their GM on the same day with a few games to go left in the season. They've got a guy in David Adelman who's coached a total of three games, and he's going up against one of the best coaches in NBA history in Ty Lue, who is going to play the matchups, who's going to have the chess match. We saw how these two teams played in the bubble against one another when the Nuggets came back from down 3-1. I love Jokic and I love Jamal Murray, but to me, I feel like this is a series where the Clippers are playing too well. Kawhi Leonard's fully healthy. He's playing 40-something minutes a game. James Harden is vintage 2019 version, Rockets MVP vintage Harden. I know he disappears in the playoffs, and that may be true, but I like the Clippers in this series. A good bet, though, for prop bet is Jokic under 27.5 points. He's only gotten over this a total of four times in his 19 games against Kawhi. Kawhi bothers him, so I kind of like that prop as well.
Love it. All right, Tris, before I let you go in 30 seconds, are we on an OKC-Boston collision course, or you think somebody else meets in the finals?
I think we're on a collision course, but I will say if Golden State gets out of the first round, they're playing good enough basketball to beat OKC. They'll beat the two seed, which means they'll face OKC in the Western Conference Finals. OKC hasn't gotten over the hump yet, and you've got two Batmen in Jimmy Butler and Steph Curry. I don't think they want to see them.
All right, there you go. Trista Crick, give her a follow on X at Trista_Crick, basketball analyst, sports comedy personality, and make sure you check out The Heat Check with Trista Crick, an NBA podcast. T, always great having you on the show. Great insight. Looking forward to catching up all throughout the NBA playoffs.
Love you, Peach. And also congratulations to Rory on that Masters win.
Yes, that was epic, wasn't it? Awesome Masters Sunday. Great stuff from Trista. All right, guys, let's keep rolling here on Send It In. As we continue breaking down the NBA playoffs, today we're going to look at the Eastern Conference NBA playoffs. Tomorrow, we'll look at the Western Conference. We'll start with the play-in game that we get tomorrow between the Heat and the Hawks. Atlanta, 1.5-point favorite. The total in the game is 218.5. Hawks, small favorite, -115. If you just want to bet the money line, Miami is -105. I would lean towards the Hawks in this game. I think you look at the Bulls and the Heat game, right? It felt like a lot of people like Chicago last night because the spread, it just seemed like we were kind of going off the pedigree of Miami, right? Heat culture, great coach in Spoelstra. They're always in the playoffs. They know how to win this time of year. Chicago was the favorite. And now everybody who bet Chicago is going to be afraid to go against Miami in this game as it pretty much another pick 'em, right? But I think this is a game where I would fade Miami. I would go with Atlanta. I think Atlanta's a better team than Chicago. Once again, the Heat have to travel on the road. Tyler Hero hasn't been as effective this season against Atlanta as he has been against Chicago. So I kind of like the Hawks in the game, minus 115. I think that's probably going to be a bet for me come tomorrow. A couple props that I would look at in the game. Andrew Wiggins, I would go over 18.5 points for him. Again, Tyler Hero's probably going to go up against Dyson Daniels tomorrow, one of the best perimeter defenders in the NBA for the Atlanta Hawks. So should give some opportunities for Bam, but I think especially Andrew Wiggins to step up and score some points. This season with Miami against Atlanta, he's gone for 15, 16, and 23 points. Once again, his prop is at 18.5. Because it's a playoff game, because the game slows down, he took 20 shots against Chicago. He's probably going to take around 20 shots again, play about 40 minutes. And with the way that Hero was cooking last night, and again, with him being the focal point for the Heat, Dyson Daniels likely on him for much of the game, that should give some opportunities for Andrew Wiggins. So I like him over 18.5 points. And then give me under 11.5 rebounds for Onyeka Okongwu at minus 135. I think this is too many boards. Okongwu is pretty much always around 8-9 rebounds. This season against the Miami Heat, he had games of 9, 9, and 8 rebounds. He's coming off the playing game against the Magic where he had 9 rebounds. That's pretty much where he lives. He's like 9 rebounds every single night. We're getting him at 11.5. I'm willing to lay the juice at minus 135. So give me over points for Wiggins and under rebounds for Okongwu tomorrow night. As for some of these other first round series that we have in the Eastern Conference, Celtics and Magic, I would look at betting Boston in 5 games at plus 155. I like this bet quite a bit. We know throughout the years when the Celtics have had this core group of players, right? The Tatums, the Browns, Derek White, Jrue Holidays, all these guys, they tend to like play with their food a little bit. And these series where they're massive favorites, where they should sweep, they tend to give a game away. I think they're going to do the same thing against a Magic team who's extremely try-hard. They're great on defense. I think they're going to be able to win one game against Boston. So give me the Celtics in 5. I like that quite a bit at plus 155. Then we have the Knicks and the Pistons. I think this is going to be a more entertaining series than maybe what the sports books think. Knicks are a massive favorite, minus 450 to win this series. But I think they're going to win this series in 6. The Pistons are an up-and-coming team. Cade Cunningham's like a budding superstar at this point. He had an awesome year for Detroit. And again, you have a Knicks team who's got bigger aspirations, right? With the trades that they made in the offseason, with the caliber of players that they have their sights set on Boston and Cleveland. They're not really worried too much about Detroit, where this is Detroit's Super Bowl. They're in the playoffs for the first time in a long time. Kind of their opportunity to make a statement. They get to play at Madison Square Garden. I think the Pistons are going to win a couple games in this series. So give me the Knicks in 6 at plus 380. And then finally, Pacers and Bucks should be a really good series. Keep going back and forth on this one. I think if you're getting Milwaukee, though, at plus 170, that's a pretty good price to take, especially when you're getting the best player in the series in Giannis. I know Dame isn't going to be available, but you still get Giannis. Should be a great series. I think it definitely goes 6 or 7 games. But at the plus 170, I'm willing to buy in on Milwaukee to take down Indiana. All right, let's talk some NFL draft here on Send It In. We got Aaron Rodgers right now on the Pat McAfee show. We are monitoring that as well. So if we get any breaking news with Aaron Rodgers saying he's going to Pittsburgh, saying that he's retiring, we will let you know if that happens. As for the NFL draft and looking at some of the NFC West teams and what they are going to do come next Thursday, let's start with the Arizona Cardinals. Right now at BetMGM, Arizona is a favorite to land a defensive lineman with their first pick at plus 175, offensive lineman plus 240, cornerback plus 350, and then a linebacker at plus 550. Arizona's in an interesting spot. They're at 16 in the draft, right there in the middle. They can kind of go a lot of different directions, and the odds are telling you that, right? They're not minus money to land any kind of player. I think it certainly makes sense for them to get an O-lineman, especially if Kelvin Banks Jr. is there out of Texas. Continue to beef up the O-line and protect Kyler Murray. That is priority number one for Arizona. Their defense also was not very good last year, so you can certainly see them going defensive line or corner as well. Ultimately, Arizona's a stay away for me. If I had to bet it, though, I do think that them taking O-lineman at plus 240 is probably the way to go. Then you have the Los Angeles Rams. They right now are the favorites to get an O-line and a quarterback, both at plus 250. tight end at plus 550, and a defensive lineman at plus 750. The era of, you know, the LA Rams getting rid of all their picks when they made all those big trades for Ramsey and Stafford, looks like that's done for the moment. They've had a first-round pick the last couple years, and boy, did they have a heck of a draft last year getting all those great young defensive players, the Jaden Verses and the Braden Fists and those guys up front. Their defense is so good. They're so young, and I think they continue to add to that side of the ball. Look, if you're the Rams, I mean, you nailed all your defensive picks early in the draft last year. Clearly, you know what you're doing on that side of the ball. I know you lost Cooper Kupp. Maybe you could add to the offense, continue to add to the O-line, protect Stafford, maybe get him another weapon potentially. Maybe if, like, Colston Loveland is there, he could potentially look into that as well. But I think the Rams are going to stick with defense because they were so good at drafting that last year. So I think looking at them to get a corner at plus 250, probably the way that I would go with the Rams. They need to get better in the secondary. Front seven, especially the D-line, look to be very strong, but they could certainly use a corner. So for LA, would look there at plus 250. Seattle Seahawks, this is the team in the NFC West that I absolutely love to buy in to a position group, and that is to get the receiver at plus 400. Right now, the offensive line is the heavy favorite at minus 125, followed by receiver at 4-1, tight end plus 725. So it makes sense, you know, that Seattle certainly could go after an offensive lineman. You have a new quarterback there now in Sam Darnold, who's not quite as mobile as Geno Smith. You want to protect him, protect the pocket, but you also just traded away DK Metcalf. Now you have a potential rising star receiver in JSN, who I think we all agree is really good. We'll see if he can be a bona fide number one now that Metcalf is gone. But why not go get another great young receiver and pair him with JSN? Why not go get his teammate out of Ohio State, Namika Abukam? Why not go get him Matthew Golden out of Texas? Maybe Tet McMillan from Arizona falls as well. So Seattle's got a great front office. They know what they're doing. Sometimes they can do some unconventional things in the draft, but I see them going to get a wide receiver. You don't trade away Geno and DK Metcalf in the offseason without a little bit of a plan, knowing what's upcoming in the draft and how you can build around it. I think they replace Metcalf immediately, and they get a wide receiver. I like that at plus 400. Then for the San Francisco 49ers, you got them to draft an O-lineman is plus 165, D-line is plus 220, corner is plus 310, and the linebacker is plus 900. San Francisco is one of the toughest teams to try and figure out, not even betting into this market. They have the number 11 pick, which is rare for San Francisco, seeing them draft this high in the draft. Feels like they probably go O-line. They're at 11. They're in a good spot to take, like, Will Campbell or Membu out of Missouri. Maybe they even get Kelvin Banks out of Texas. Trent Williams isn't getting any younger. They lost a ton of players on defense, so you could certainly see them going that side of the ball. They lost Debo Samuel as well, but I think they're going to beef up that O-line because I think the focus for San Francisco this year, certainly try and get McCaffrey going. He was hurt for much of last year, as we know, build up the O-line. So probably look at San Francisco O-line at plus 165. All right, let's go a little golfing with Glasser here on Send It In. Again, we're off and running right now. Scottie Scheffler is your leader currently at 6-under at the RBC Heritage. Here are some three balls that we have upcoming. Brian Harman and Bet On just teed off about 10 minutes ago. I would look at taking Brian Harman at minus 118 against Bet On. Brian Harman tends to do well on these kind of courses that aren't very long. They're about accuracy. You got to make a lot of birdies this week. The winning score is probably going to be like in the 20 under range. So I like Brian Harman in that two ball today going up against Bet On. Then you got Ludwig Ober going up against Xander Schauffele. I like Xander in this two ball. He's minus 105. Obviously, you're talking about two of the best players in the world, two excellent ball strikers, but I think Xander, this course fits him a little better than it does Ludwig. Ludwig's usually a guy that I like targeting in the first couple rounds, especially in these two balls, but today, I like Xander. Billy Horschel going up against Austin Eckroat. Horschel a minus 145 favorite. Eckroat is minus 115. I would probably go with Billy Horschel if I had to play it. I think I'll stay away from this two ball, though. Both guys are not very good with their strokes gained approach, and that's the key metric this week. Horschel's about 75th. Austin Eckroat's like 113. So neither of these guys by any means towards the top
on the PGA Tour. They could go out and shoot a 5-under today. They could go out and shoot a 2-over today or anything in between. So I'm staying away. Don't really want to lay the juice with Horschel, but don't really want to take the plus money with Austin Eckroat either. Then we got Colin Morikawa going up against Sahith Theegala. Morikawa, big favorite at minus 220. Theegala is plus 175. If you guys watched the show this week, you know I love Morikawa. I think he's going to win the tournament. My favorite bet was for him to finish in the top 10. Now, I don't really want to lay a minus 220 on just one round of golf, but I think he's a good parlay piece today. You want to parlay Morikawa's two ball with somebody else on the card. Minwoo Lee going up against Justin Rose. That's a 1:50 p.m. Eastern time. Those guys teeing off. I'm coming right back with Justin Rose. We obviously saw him at the Masters, had a chance to win it. He went to the playoff with Rory. I think Rose is going to come right back this week and start off his first round very well. It's also a little bit of a fade of Minwoo Lee. I love Minwoo. I like his game a lot. I just don't think this course necessarily is the best fit for him. Maybe his best attribute is how great of a driver of the golf ball he is, how long he can hit it. But at times he can be inaccurate, and this is not the kind of course where you want to be long and inaccurate off the tee. You have a lot of trees around this course. You can get some terrible lies. You might have to pitch out back into the fairway. So again, we want accurate players this week. You don't have to be long, just be accurate. I don't think Minwoo's game is going to translate all that great to this course, so I like Justin Rose at minus 105. And then finally, Michael Kim and Andrew Novak. Give me Michael Kim at minus 125. No problem laying the juice here. Michael Kim right now, top 25 on the PGA Tour in strokes gained approach. He's having a really good season. He was playing awesome golf about a month ago. He's cooled off a little bit, but I think going up against Andrew Novak in this two ball, I think you're getting a nice price at minus 125. So I like Novak teeing off with Andrew Novak at 2 p.m. Eastern time. All right, let's check in now with our guy Jake Kassan here on Send It In, host of Bet Slips and Bat Flips, which you can catch coming up in about 5 minutes right here on the BetMGM Network. Jake, we got another day with some day baseball. We had some early starts today, 12:30 p.m. Eastern time. What are you currently monitoring? What bets do you have for us in these day games?
Only thing I'm betting today during the day games is Cal Raleigh over 1.5 total bases. He's got really good history against Brady Singer in that launching pad of a park at Great American Ballpark. That's the only day baseball game bet that we have today. We have a couple of games that are about to start in a little under an hour, which we'll have some bets in. But as of for this early slate, not a whole lot going on for me today, PJ.
All right, no worries. The Diamondbacks, Jake, are up 5-1 on the Marlins. Their offense has been on fire that series. Pirates up 1-0 on the Nats right now, and the Reds are up 2-0 on the Mariners. Jake, we got some games coming up later today. Give us a home run prop that you like. You've been on fire with these. Who's the guy that you think could go yard today?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Junior Caminero, PJ, not to spoil Bet Slips and Bat Flips in a couple of minutes, but he's been on fire. 3 home runs in his last 5 games. The Yankee starter, Will Warren, gives up a ton of hard contact. And when you're playing in that Mickey Mouse ballpark in Tampa Bay, George Steinbrenner Field, that doesn't hurt either.
Yeah, very true. Jake, tell us what else you got coming up on the show in about 3.5 minutes.
Yeah, we obviously have the rest of the Major League Baseball card. We're going to get into comeback player of the year a little bit following Spencer Strider's return to the mound yesterday. And PJ, even though it's a shortened MLB slate today, got a lot of college games. Got a couple moneyline parlays that I like today.
Absolutely love it. All right, Jake Kassan, Bet Slips and Bat Flips coming up in about 3 minutes, 1:30 to 2 p.m. Eastern time. Make sure you guys stick around for that right here on the BetMGM Network. Jake, have a great show, pal. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, PJ. Love you.
Love you too, pal. We also got our guy Shawnee Sharp is telling me that Aaron Rodgers on the Pat McAfee show told Pat, "I'm open to anything and attached to nothing. Retirement could still be a possibility, so no decision yet for Aaron Rodgers on whether he's going to go to the Steelers, somebody else, or whether he's going to retire." All right, let's wrap the show now with our favorite plays of the day. Little going streaking. We're at 2, and we're going to make it 3 with Bobby Witt Jr., who's going up against Reese Olson today for the Detroit Tigers. Bobby Witt is 6-11 against Reese Olson in his career. Obviously got 2 AL Central teams. A lot of familiarity there. Bobby Witt's already seen him 11 plate appearances. He's got 6 hits off of Reese Olson. So give me Bobby Witt Jr. as our play today in going streaking. My prop lock is going to be in tomorrow's playing game. Get it ahead of this now. I think there's a chance it could tick up to 19.5
on BetMGM, but I like Andrew Wiggins over 18.5 points at minus 130. Again, I think because Dyson Daniels is going to be on Tyler Hero, should give some opportunities for Andrew Wiggins to be more of a scorer. I think he goes for 20 or more points, so Andrew Wiggins over 18.5 against the Hawks. I like that for tomorrow. Dog of the day is going to be the Angels, plus 130 against the Rangers. Kumar Rocker is on the mound today for the Rangers, and he has been getting rocked so far this season. I think that continues against the Angels tonight. I think Mike Trout could have a big day, so give me the Angels plus 130 on the money line. And then my best bet is going to be the Tampa Bay Rays minus 115 against the Yankees. Taj Bradley on the bump today for Tampa, and go look at what he's done against the Yankee lineup so far in his career. The Yanks are batting 2-for-19 against Taj Bradley. Normally really good when he pitches at home for the Rays. I know usually it's at the Trop. Now with their playing outside, should be a good Yankee contingency there playing at their spring training park, but I like the Rays as small favorites behind Taj Bradley to get the job done. So give me Tampa minus 115. Once again, Bobby Witt is our play of the day in going streaking to get a hit off Reese Olson. Andrew Wiggins prop lock is going to be over 18.5 points. Angels, our dog of the day, plus 130 against the Rangers. And the Rays, going to be our best bet, minus 115 against the Yankees. Thanks again to Trista Crick, Jake Hassan for joining us today on the show. We'll see you guys tomorrow to wrap up the week. Have a great rest of your day.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.